Welcome to Sweeping the Country One More Time. I'm your host, Derek Walker, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
It's a great month of February.
That's right.
Name that I'm sure I misspelled before there was spell check my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
Because I was Presbyterian with my mother from Sylacauga, Alabama, and if it was the month of February, I had a hat trick there.
Well, that R shouldn't be in there. You know that. That R didn't make any sense.
But this is a month, you know, that kind of usually everybody wakes up. January's, you know, just kind of slogging through after Christmas. I don't think businesses are operating, you know, at full
tilt.
Degree.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got the Grammys just happened. Their ratings came back. They were down 10%, which, you know, considering it's over-the-air television, down 10% from 17 million to 15 million, still a big show.
Yeah.
And to me, there wasn't anybody big on that show this year. You know, like Taylor Swift wasn't going to perform. Beyonce wasn't going to perform. No Morgan Wallen, no Luke Combs. All the people that are filling stadiums were not doing this Grammy show.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I watched part of it. I mean, it was
I enjoyed it.
It was entertaining. Yeah.
I had to mute it during the rap stuff. But I watched it. And I mean, the Grammys, when I covered it for so many years in in the 80s and 90s, and a little bit 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, I always learned something because I didn't always know everybody, you know, in there. And I remember when ODB, you know, I met him in New York. And some of the rappers were the smartest ones we interviewed because they were marketing savvy people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the rockers were just duds, you know, other than making music. And
that's
it was interesting, you know, how people are. But the rappers were always good marketing people, and they would always do the interviews and wear the clothes that got attention. They were sharper and savvier than you might guess. You know, and then there was this, I mean, Chappell Roan, and I'd heard that name a bunch, and I knew that a lot of people, young people, liked her out of, I think, Chicago. And you look at her, it's clownish. I mean, it's what Lady Gaga used to do, wearing meat suits and stuff.
Right.
What a talented person Lady Gaga is. But you knew that later when she sang with Tony Bennett and stuff. But I mean, as a pop star, okay, she was like a female Freddie Mercury or something.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And okay, and I liked her even in that, but she was over the top. And Madonna before that was always outrageous. And so this woman, Chappell Roan, was, you know, totally costumed and crazy face paint and all that stuff. And it works. Every generation has one. You can't say much about that.
No, I mean, I go back to the rock group Kiss. If you remember, they had that gimmick.
Kiss, of course, was outrageous. You know, it's theater. It's theater. It's show business. And there were a couple of people. I thought that the best new artist category was about as strong as it's ever been. There was everybody in there. Shaboozy, who's got a nice one little song. We don't know if he's more than a one-hit wonder
or not. What is it called? Tipsy or something like that?
Tipsy, yeah. I mean, he's been 27 weeks at number one on the Billboard Radio.
It's a catchy tune. I mean, I listened to it.
It finally is. I just kind of, at first, I was not for it because it claimed to be a country song, and it wasn't.
You know,
just like Beyonce, it's not a country singer, even though she won that. That's got people in a wad. But anyway, on the positive side, this Bailey, I don't remember, Benson something or another, that was kind of show business. They had Heidi Klum tear off his clothes, and then he got up there and did a somersault and all that stuff. I mean, that's show busy. I love
Is that the guy that flipped off the piano?
Yeah,
he jumped off.
That's the guy that was best new artist category.
That was pretty cool.
And, this singer Ray from England is really good. I mean, there's a whole bunch of really good, you know, out there. Now the rap, I'll never understand, and I'll never particularly like, and that's fine. You know, I mean, and you know, they don't, you don't have to like everything. I just don't relate to the music at all. But I loved Herbie Hancock and the Quincy Jones Salute, and Stevie Wonder playing a harmonica is one of my favorite things all together. And they had a couple of times they had a big band.
Yeah, Lady that was kind of cool.
The woman that's the Wicked Witch of the West, Cynthia, I can't pronounce her last name.
From Wicked,
what a voice. That's Ella Fitzgerald class voice with more energy than Ella Fitzgerald had.
Yeah.
And wow. I mean, there was a lot of wow up there.
Yeah.
You know, Shakira was, you know, I'm not into Latin music, but she was great
in
what she did. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff. you know, on there. I just think the Beyonce winning for album of the year, number one, it wasn't her best album. It's the only time she's ever won.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like it was a make good somehow.
Contrived somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah. It just didn't.
I'll give you
what
that.
Is this?
Yeah.
You know, okay, you know, she's never won before. We're going to make her win now. And she put this album out. And there's nothing wrong with people going out of their genre.
No.
If a country person wants to do classical music or whatever, let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from bluegrass wants to go rock, fine. You know, whatever, I don't care. But it's just, was that the best country album of the year?
Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
No, it's not. Easy. It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't even close. I mean, it had Texas Hold'em on it and a couple of songs that were all right. But, you know, there was nothing that she wrote. You know, or it just doesn't qualify mm-hmm. into what it won. And so people say it's rigged. I don't think it's rigged. I do think that the Grammy organization is about as woke as they come. And
yeah.
they just added 3,000 new members. And in that group are mostly young people because they wanted to lower that demographic of the voters. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them, you know, were Beyonce fans. And so that was probably enough. But to have a contest... That's why I want to see the numbers, but they'll never show them. But they should, because people are just going to say Grammys or Shammies,
mm-hmm.
you know, are rigged. Because to have Taylor Swift go 0-6 for the night,
yeah, that was
and
wild.
Billie Eilish to go 0-6 for the night, those two are two of the most critically popular.
Mm-hmm.
And Kacey Musgraves not winning, won one thing in the country song department. That's weird.
Something's weird.
I mean, that just smells a little bit. And Jay-Z, you know, how did he do it if he did it? Well, they used to call it block voting. And what you do is you go where they know, you know, if you're smart and you got a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you know who the members of the Grammys organization are. You may even have a mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what they are allowed to do, if they're allowed to campaign or contact.
I don't
they
know
may
either.
Not be.
Yeah. I don't know.
They may not be. But that doesn't mean they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And labels have gotten around that over the years and made sure that all their, you know, employees knew that we're members of something. Make sure you vote for our people.
Mm-hmm.
People vote with their pocketbook, and or they vote because they've got a reason. Like, for example, do you really think anybody looked at the list? This more about people, not just about the Grammys, just how people do. They had this list in front of them for four or five people for audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
They saw President Carter on there for audiobook. Did they look any further?
He's
no.
not losing.
They just
yeah.
went right there, boom, because he died, right. and we're going to give him something, you know, here.
Yeah.
And that's what they do, you know, and that's just how people roll at times like that.
Were you ever
a
member?
You know, there was here's their last song
yeah.
that they're ever going to have.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to go out with a Grammy. And they did.
Yeah.
Last song they'll ever have.
Let me ask you, were you ever a member of the CMA or AMA?
Yes,
or
for a little while.
Yeah, they used to solicit. I was a CMA member, a voting member for that for, I think, mm-hmm. about 5 years until they started to charge you for it. And then I said,
I'm
not
just, you know,
for
I just went to the I don't care. And I just don't like a lot of the things they do, including one of the things that the Grammys do. If you watched the Grammys and the Oscars both.
Mm-hmm.
Do an in memoriam section.
Yeah.
This year it was Chris Martin that did it, where they put the pictures of all the people who passed away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not all the picture, but the notable people who passed away, at least in their eyes. And Oscars do it too. And it's always, I think, one of the highlights of the show. It's usually mm-hmm. one of the most tasteful things. And you look at it and you say, okay, here's Duane Eddy and Toby Keith and Joe Bonzel and,
mm-hmm.
and Sam Moore and Ben Vaughn and all these people that I knew, which, you know,
tugs
at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a great job with it. The CMA refuses to do that.
Why?
Refuses to do it.
I don't understand.
I don't, you know, I was going to blame it on the networks, but I don't think they did it even when the CBS had the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just ridiculous. That should be demanded by the CMA that we honor the people who passed away.
Well, if it's
a nice section, if the Oscars and the Grammys can do it, the stupid CMA should be able to do it.
Yeah,
and they
I don't,
don't
disagree.
And I just think it's outrageous, and it just makes me mad.
No, I don't
mad.
Disagree with that.
Disrespectful, terrible.
There's what you just hit on it right there. If it's the association of that genre, you better. Yeah, you better
you
do
You respect
that.
The people mm-hmm. who have passed that helped make that organization.
Yeah, I agree.
Just
I
like
agree.
They do with the Oscars, just like they do with the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just outrageous. But some of these award things are just, you know, these companies, these corporations or whatever they are that run these things are just like the USAID, you know, that are that are all top heavy. You know, they're all getting big salaries. Mm. And are they doing exactly like, are they really trying to, with all their money? Yes, some of it goes to charity, and that's really how it ought to go. But are they really doing all this, you know, stuff that where you can see the what they've done to help further whatever it is that they're trying to further?
Yeah, I mean, that's
and,
legit.
You know, and are they doing stuff like the NSAID, doing all this woke stuff like buying transgender comic books in Venezuela,
right,
and condoms for people in Gaza, and just stuff that the American people who are paying the cost don't want. And if they knew about it, they'd be screaming.
Yeah.
But now you've got somebody in there looking, and the Democrats who are a lot behind, you know, this woke business and that stuff, they're screaming bloody murder. They're screaming bloody murder.
You got to help me understand that. Switching over to politics with that, but you got to help me understand. If somebody's just blowing our money out the back on, let's say they're going to Vegas and they're betting on red or black or green or whatever, right? The zeros. What makes that okay, right? And how can anyone argue and say, hey, please don't gamble with our money. Hey, please don't just flush it down the toilet. Don't burn our money. Can you please be more responsible? How can you argue against that? I mean, how can anyone?
It makes them look bad, so they don't want people in there looking for that stuff. Because those people, like when they went in there the other day, when the Dodge people went into that aid office, and, you know, wanted to get to their books and everything, told everybody to go home.
Yeah.
I understand right here, there's a couple of stories out that they knew they were coming. They had a little notice that they were coming.
Yeah, I've heard that
too. They were going through things, trying to hide stuff, get rid of stuff, and everything else.
What do they got to hide?
Hopefully they'll go to jail for doing if they did that.
Shouldn't all those companies or organizations that our money goes to, shouldn't they all be transparent? I mean, shouldn't we be able to look
Hey, the government's too big.
Yeah.
You know, we got the inspector generals of all these places, and they got their hands full trying to see the crooked stuff that's going on and all of it. Mm-hmm. But that's what you hire your presidents for, and they hire the people below them and the secretary of whatever, defense, interior, state. And like now, the secretary of state is running this aid agency. But it says here in this story, and I hope it doesn't make a lot of noise here, the employee was describing, said, Dodge was in the building. We took down our gay pride flags. I took any books I felt would be incriminating. They unplugged the news in the kitchen galleys. Then I lost access to my computer. So they were up to, you know, it was one big woke-a-thon over there at that agency. And they were giving things to people and giving amounts of money to things that probably certainly wasn't what this administration wanted.
Yeah.
And I doubt, you know, if they were doing all these things for the woke business, you know, all over the world, you know, comic books and a play somewhere.
I saw
all that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean,
too.
I just don't think that's where my money needs to be going. Does it need to go to people that saves their life? Yes.
Right.
And you won't get this reported particularly, but Mario, the Secretary of State, he put out a memo, said
Rubio,
money is not frozen for things that involve life or death.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're sending food to starving kids in Africa, it didn't stop that.
Right.
But if you're going to stop $27,000 worth of condoms going to Gaza, I'm comfortable with them stopping that.
Yeah, or that the production of a comic book with a political angle or an agenda.
Bold. Life or death stuff, they don't report all. This is another thing I have, you know, a gripe with. I've been watching very critically, and I like to watch the ABC Evening News because I like their boom, 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 pace.
Yeah.
The fast story count and then getting to it. But they'll do a factual story that a sentence that no one can argue with, and then they'll put a word on it. And some of the stuff they were doing, like last night, was simply trying to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
Scare people that, you know, that the evil booger Elon Musk is gotten your Social Security number,
right,
and he's doing something with it or
something.
Emptying
your bank account, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, they're literally, they didn't say that, but they pretty much did say, imply that these people are up to no good in there. Now, I don't think they're up to no good. Could they do something bad? Well, somebody would catch them, and hopefully they'll go to jail if they do.
Mm-hmm.
But are they in there looking and seeing where money's going out the window? They've been trying to do this, and they hadn't got to it yet, but they'll get there. Wait till they get to the Defense Department.
Oh, gosh.
And find out all the crazy money they're spending. The State Department's in that. Now, are they going to get rid of the Department of Education? I don't know enough about that one, but that seems to be on the chopping block here because, you know, they don't like, they want the money and block grants to go to the states and have them give it out their way instead of it coming from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe that works, maybe that doesn't. Right. I don't know. But again, a lot of this stuff that's been this, you know, the DEI and, you know, and people just, their heads are spinning. What is this DEI all the time? It means that if you had your, if, and they claim that it didn't happen, but you don't know if it did or not,
mm-hmm.
kind of leans over the last 10 or 15 years, if you had two people that went up for a job, it's say flight controllers or anything else,
mm-hmm.
And one was white and one was either female or black or Chinese or whatever,
mm-hmm.
anything other than white, the other one got the job. The white didn't get the job.
No matter what.
Even though the white might have been more qualified.
Mm-hmm.
You got extra points for being over here on the minority. That's a touchy thing. I lost a job to it when I first got out of college, so this is not something that just started.
Oh, no. I remember trying to get in.
I felt discriminated against my entire white life.
It's interesting.
Because I have lost jobs to people. But you know what? I went and got another job. I don't care. I'm glad I didn't get the jobs that I didn't get. But I knew that the affirmative action was out there, and I knew that I had a good chance of not making some of these because, you know, they had a quota they had to fill.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't the right flavor.
I had the same experience trying to get into Cal. Because there were quantities and percentages, and there were, you know, the white male was full, and I had good scores. I just couldn't get in.
And I know that, you know, that before my time, there was certainly a lot of, you know, it was a complete discrimination
of
women and of men and of colors and of every other thing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But I just had to shut up until just today. It's the first time I've ever said anything mm-hmm. about it really out loud. But I resented it, but, you know, hey. I can't help the sins that came before me.
Yeah,
I just try not to make the sins myself.
Right. I just remember being young. I was fairly young when all this was going on. I had started a business. I was 19 years old and ran that till I was almost 30. But I started a business, and at the time I couldn't understand it because all I wanted to do as a business owner was to hire the best people. That's it. I wanted the best people to do the job, right? And there were a lot of, you know, different nationalities and races based on where I grew up and where I was running this company that I chose from. We had a diversified work crew, but every one of the people that were there were people that I thought were the best at what they do. So that's where I came from, and I never understood any other way. I just wanted the best. And I've heard arguments with the fire department. I've heard about, you know, who do you want pulling you out of a building and blah, 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 blah. I've heard all that. I've heard all those arguments. And at the end of the day, I just want the best person for the job. I don't care about your skin color. I don't care about your gender.
But, you know, on the other hand, if you don't give a break to somebody who's a minority,
mm-hmm.
when are they ever going to get a break? Sometimes you have to make an exception. And maybe do
interesting.
You maybe not get the right person because you've got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it
that's fair. I'm not.
And I think that's been done, and I hope that's been done. I do too. But again, anything can go too far, and particularly when it goes into life or death stuff. I know it's happened with life or death stuff. People have been hired in all kinds of life or death jobs mm-hmm. that weren't as qualified as somebody else.
Perhaps, but
they had to make that situation and make the best of it,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully it was compensated for. But we've just had to deal with, you know, ever since the Civil War, we've had to deal with that kind of discrimination. And you had it before with Irish people in New York.
Oh, yeah. Italian people.
There's always been, the immigrant has always been put down. Now, are we going to, now, one thing I've really hated this week, and it made me very sad.
Yeah.
And I've written a couple of people personal notes about it. This going to trade war with Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the radio in Edmonton. I've been on the radio in Regina. I've been on television as a popular show on all of Canada,
mm-hmm.
you know, through the 80s and 90s and even into the 2000s. I was on Kissin' CISN radio in Edmonton from like 91 or 2 until 2000, probably in 10.
Wow.
And I mean, all that time, Bruce Bowie and I were on together. I was on every day at whatever time that was, mm-hmm. 8:20 Mountain Time. And a lot of people, you know, were following me on Facebook still that heard me all those years.
Yeah.
And they were very upset that people were, you know, the Canadians were booing the national anthem at the hockey games. Oof. And then the Americans were booing the Canadian anthem at the hockey games, and depending on, in Nashville even, which is very embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
and low class and stupid. Canada is not our enemy on any level.
Mm-hmm.
Have we gotten upside down on some trade deals? Yeah, because you got multinational companies like Ford that have crossed the river
mm-hmm.
and built car plants over there across the street from Detroit because it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the unions caught up with that trick, and I think they have, and pretty much the same thing with Mexico. You know, just across the border, there are all these car. Should they all be built in the United States? Yeah, it's called being protectionist. But sometimes it just makes the other country a little more, you know, a little more may have a little more invested
mm-hmm.
in the product. And then all of a sudden they're taking Jack Daniel's whiskey off the liquor shelves in Canada.
That, yeah.
I hate all that. I mm-hmm. mean, but that is how Trump does business. And it's with a sledgehammer as opposed to an X-Acto knife.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in there and does, I'm going to do this. When we know full well he isn't really going to do this, but we know he might do it.
Yeah,
so
right.
Right there at the last hour before he lets it go in, we call him and say, you sure you want to do this? Well, I'll give you a pause if you'll do this and do this. So he's getting army on the border, supposedly, in Mexico. They're going to do more to stop fentanyl and da-da-da-da-da in both countries. So he's already moved the needle forward, but it was with, you know, it was not with a scalpel. It was with a screwdriver
mm-hmm.
to do yeah. it. But they've done nothing in the 4 years before that to try to get, if anything, had the border wide open and everything else. So he's trying to clean up some messes. And sometimes cleaning up messes is dirty.
It's messy.
It's difficult. And it's messy. And that's what, and is he going to go too far on some of this stuff? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to try to move the dial where we've had no dial except maybe going backwards on a lot of stuff.
You know, it's funny that
letting the water loose in California and all that. He's only as good as what he's told. And I think sometimes all these presidents have goofy advisors that don't tell him everything.
Yeah, that's fair.
And,
yeah.
you know, and it's the last person in the room is what they hear. There was not a water shortage in Los Angeles. There was a water pressure issue. There was some bad, they're not even reservoirs. It's embarrassing. It's holding areas that almost like you dig out when you're building an interstate or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the water wasn't in them. There was a lot of dereliction of duty. They weren't ready for fire season. They don't do forest management right. There's a whole bunch of crap that they did wrong, lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it cost lives and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But water, they needed to have more storage tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff, it'll be corrected. But, you know, a lot of that is because when you've got a wall of fire coming up from the valley
mm-hmm.
from this fuel that hasn't been burned in 50 years in some cases, you're going to have a fire that it doesn't matter if you had the fire station on every block, you're not going to put it out.
Right.
Because it's going to be 100 yards high and a mile wide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop that with all the water in the Mediterranean Sea just about.
Yeah.
Isn't going to stop that. So, you know, him releasing the water, did it go to the right place this week? I don't know. Right. And are they going to not have it when there's a drought? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes you just react because you want to see something done here, and maybe, you know, I don't know. You throw the baby out with the bathwater, I guess, is the example.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're trying to do right, you know, clean the bathwater out, but whoops, you didn't protect the baby at the same time you were cleaning the tub.
Yeah, I've heard that with the Doge, with starting with the aid, you know, the USAID arm of the government. And I've heard people say, well, it's only, you know, less than 1% of the total budget, and why start there? And
okay, it's 1%, right. And let's go somewhere else where it's 1%,
and now it's 2%.
After that, it's 1%. Then you got 3%. Right. You just got to start somewhere.
Right.
You got
to
start somewhere.
Thank you. Yes, you're right.
And they'll keep pecking at it because we can't do a lot about some things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm saying I haven't seen the inflation, it's not getting better, because the president has almost no control over inflation. For example, eggs. Waffle House in the South has put a 50-cent surcharge on any order involving eggs, because eggs are costing them so much to make, because they go through a lot of eggs.
Oh, gosh.
But what the Biden administration did, whether it's good or bad, they had all these birds killed that were even close to the H1N1 flu.
Yeah, bird flu, yeah.
And so the bird flu. And so they went ahead, they were proactive and just killed maybe more birds than they needed to. I don't know.
But that
has created a shortage of eggs. And so that's why they're going up. The president can't do much about that.
I got to tell you, this is just a sidebar, but we live in kind of a farming area. So we buy our eggs from a local, she's probably 12 years old. Her and her mom come around and they bring eggs to us. And we're paying $5 a dozen, which they're up to $7 and $9.
$10 maybe.
And they came to the door the other day and brought us 18 eggs for $7. And they're delicious eggs too, by the way. They're rain-free, you know. And she says to us, did you see the price of eggs? And I said, yeah, you're not going up, are you? And she said, no, we have no reason to go up. Our chickens are producing, you know, the same amount of eggs they always
were. Let's just hope their chickens don't get the bird flu and they lose all their stuff.
Well, I hope so too.
I don't know enough about it, but it's kind of scary, seems to me.
I've been out of touch, except for I've seen the prices at the store, and I've thought to myself, holy cow, this is out of control. This is twice what I'm paying.
Well, we've gone to such a radical difference. The last 2 years, let's come on. Joe Biden wasn't with it.
No, and I don't know how much he was doing.
I think he was asleep a lot. And he had a lot of other people running the government, you know, doing his job. And they'd wind him up and give him a B-12 shot or whatever. We're going to find out about this before it's over.
I think
you're right about
that.
Really how out of it he was.
Mm-hmm.
And some he had good days and bad, like a lot of seniors have.
Yeah.
But you've got a guy in there now who is the exact opposite, who is angry because he was treated pretty badly. You know, in these investigations, they said today there were, you know, trying to find out how many FBI agents were working on the January 6th thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it could have been as many as 5,000.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, agents. And surely they're not going to try to fire, you know, 5,000 agents. Hopefully they're not going to go that crazy.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with that anyway, because if you're given an order, you know, if you're in the FBI or police department or whatever, and you're given an order to investigate Derek over there at so-and-so, I'm going to go investigate Derek and so-and-so.
Right, you got to follow the order, sure.
Because that's what I'm told to do.
Yeah.
Now, you get supervisors and people up further up in the brain trust, you throw them out or jail them or whatever you want to do that have done something bad.
Right.
But the workers, I mean, I don't know. You didn't even do that in the war.
Yeah,
I mean, if you were a German soldier, you didn't get put to death just because you were a German soldier.
Right.
You went home.
Right.
If you were a supervisor or an officer that was ordering these bad things,
that's different.
Crap rolled downhill and you got hit too, and they put you death or prison. And that's exactly how it should have been done. These FBI agents who investigated Trump, if it was five, isn't that something?
Yeah.
5,000 FBI agents.
They can't possibly.
Boy, they were out to get him, weren't they?
Yeah.
But, man, you just don't want to do that. You can't do that, and it's not fair. But if people above them gave the order you think was a wrong order, then that's what you do. But, again, a lot of this stuff just can't go too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm afraid sometimes it gets, and then you get the Democrats up there. They're so disorganized, as the Republicans have been before.
Sure, both parties.
You know, after Romney lost, the Republicans were lost as a goose.
Yeah, they were.
You know, and it's just how you are after you've lost a tight election. You know, you're upside down. You're not in a majority of things you're used to being, and things are going a totally, you know, against what you believe and how you think things should go.
Sure.
They're getting a dose of it because this man works 24. He's the opposite of Biden. He's 180 degrees from Biden.
That's true. I mean, we've had a very stagnant.
Stagnant is a good word.
Yeah,
stagnant,
and all of a sudden there's a nozzle on in the pond, and it's just, you know, I mean, yeah, it's flowing, man. I mean, I
you
can't
know, and these
keep
governors.
Up.
There's a governor of New Jersey. You know, you're not going to come in here and get these immigrants from so and so and so. Well, again, if we're talking about people who are rapists and murderers and all that stuff, and you're keeping us from going into the jails to get those people who
were
convicted, then they ought to put that New Jersey governor in jail.
You know, you brought up an interesting point.
Because he's obstruction of justice. That's a nice law.
Yeah.
And you're not immune.
Right.
The federal trumps anything that's going on at the state.
You brought this up earlier.
Every law.
You were talking about the news. I've found a lot of that in the reporting, where then when they report and they say they're rounding up immigrants and deporting, that's not exactly what's going on.
No.
What's going on is they're rounding up criminal immigrants who, if they're here illegally, are by definition criminals. Right. If you didn't come legally and we don't know you're here, you snuck in. That's a criminal act right there.
Technically, you are in violation of the law.
Yes. But if you continue,
you don't have your papers right and everything, like you didn't come in here with permission. But they're not even going after those people right now. They're going after criminals that are big time, you know, felons,
right,
gang members, stuff like that. Now, will they get to those other people? Maybe.
Yes. And
but they can't even handle. We got so many criminals here. And people that are really bad people, you know, that are really bad people, that they don't, what they're doing with some of them, they're having to put ankle bracelets on them and let them back out again.
God, isn't that unreal?
Because we don't have enough jails, enough holding facilities that are going to pass a court muster. You know, that's why they're trying to get them on planes and get them out of here. El Salvador said they're going to take a bunch of them and stuff.
Yeah.
We've got so many thousands of people that the Biden administration just didn't give a flute about.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them just walk right in the country over in San Diego. Mm-hmm. I saw plenty of TV stories where they just kind of walked on in, came up through a dirt road, came down this, never got checked, never got anything.
Yeah.
And we don't know who they were. Some of them were Chinese men.
How strange.
Of military age. There's no telling what's in this country.
Yeah, it's a little scary to me to think about that when you bring that up and you say it like that. I think, you know, they're going after the people they know, right? They are aware of that have committed crimes. But what about the people that haven't done anything? And I'm going to say yet, right? We don't know who they are. We don't know where they
are.
You
got sleeper people that are, that haven't committed a crime other than sneaking into the country.
Right.
But who knows what they're doing?
Yeah, no, it's scary.
And who knows what they're ready to do? And it's frightening. And so the faster they go through this, you know, the better we're going to be. And I don't think the American people are against this. I don't. I think this is what they pay. This, you know, it's rough to watch in some cases. But, you know, again, it's a reaction to the reaction that was on the other side of the deal.
Yeah,
and you've got courts are all busy. The FBI agents, there's 5,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
FBI employees are all right. They were working on the J6 stuff. Now FBI agents are suing Trump. You know, there's 20,000 people this week that have accepted the Trump buyout, and you've got all these attorney generals saying, "Don't do that. Don't do it."
Yeah, that's
it. It's just
too.
You got it's a fight. It's a fight to the finish. It's cowboys and Indians. It's it's Kara, it's crazy.
You gave me so much to think about just in this conversation of 35-40 minutes or so. But there's just so much on the table. I just wish that when I saw a news story, it wasn't bias, it wasn't embellishment. I just want to see real.
I just want the facts, and how I want the facts delivered to me is to make, when you're having some story, tell both sides of the story.
Yeah.
CNN used to do it when they started, and I'll say it for the 8,000th time.
Mm-hmm.
They had a show called Point Counterpoint, where today you'd put somebody like a Schumer or Elizabeth Warren or somebody like that against Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
God, how great
or Lindsey Graham. And you have them go together on their how the left hand sees it, how the right hand sees it, with a moderator that's just trying to keep them from killing each other. And you're hearing their side of the story. And then you decide, just like you would in a court of law.
Gosh,
you're hearing the defense, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all these people, like all these reporters at ABC, Jonathan Carl, who's a great reporter, but he's biased.
Sure. I mean,
he's just biased, and they're all biased.
Yeah.
And because you're not going to find a newsroom that I'm even aware of, certainly in the East and in the networks, that they may be right-wingers in the hiding, but they're not going to ever admit it.
Yeah.
And publicly, they're going to be, you know, on the left-hand side of the page.
I wish somebody would bring a show like that back. I would watch that. I mean,
a show like that, I would definitely love back.
Yeah.
But getting these reporters to tell both sides of the story and do it and give everybody balance and equality, you know, go ahead and why is this person doing this? Well, then they shouldn't do this because of this reason. They are doing it because of this reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is no summary judgment.
Right.
It's not your job.
Right, right.
You know, there is an investigative journalism that can have a side. There are people giving opinions that you can do an opinion piece.
Sure.
This is bad. I don't like the tone. I don't like this. I don't like that. You know, but then like today, there's discrimination with like an MSNBC and a CNN. Netanyahu and Trump are having this thing. A few of the networks didn't even go to it for a while.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like the opinion piece has become the news piece. So
it's these producers and executive producers who are radicalized to the right, radicalized to the left, and they're making those decisions from someone higher up in the food chain. How Comcast, why they want to be, you know, involved with NBC and some of the stuff that's gone on at MSNBC, I don't understand. Why? And I know Disney is about as woke a company as you're going to find.
Yeah, sure, that's
you
evident.
You have to
go
look at the park and anything else. And so that rolls downhill to their TV and their TV networks
all of it.
The coverage of things.
Mm-hmm.
So no doubt about why they are the way they are. And CBS, you know, they just, I don't know. It's just, it's the New York liberal wing of the Democratic Party that runs most of this stuff. And they think anybody that's, you know, in a red state is an idiot. And then anybody from the South is particularly an idiot. And most people from the West are cowboys, and they just don't have a clue what's going on. And they've got, you know, anything west or south of the Hudson River is pretty much the territories. That's the only thing that matters is Manhattan all the way up to Boston.
Right.
Just those areas there, the intelligentsia, these are the people that got their crap together. And otherwise, everybody's a moron.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they've treated it for the longest time. And I think, you know, they got their head handed to them on this last election, as they did when Reagan was elected, and as they have done a couple of times before, when they got too wacky, you know, that it just, you know, the ox was gored.
Yeah.
But people, you know, their pocketbooks, their money's shrinking. What are you guys doing for this? Nothing. What are you guys doing with all these, you know, the schools? You can't even get in a school or a hospital because you've got so many people from other countries in there. And then what are you doing when you've got people in North Carolina that are waiting and freezing because they can't get LP gas, but you're just breaking your neck for anything in California? I mean, it's just, it's not right.
No,
and I think
I agree.
The American people at the end of the day are a little bit left of center or right of center, but they're really close to the center.
Yeah.
And they don't like Kanye West showing up with a naked woman at the Grammys. They don't like a lot of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just something's got to, you know, we're in the middle of a change, and it's, you know, it's I hope it's going in the right direction.
Yeah, me too.
But either way, it's going in a direction.
Yeah.
And it's got momentum and it's building.
Yeah, I think you're
better,
right.
As they say at a wedding, For till death do us part.
Yeah.
And it's going along.
For better or for worse.
Right now. I mean,
right.
You know, it's just, wow.
Yeah.
1,000 EPA climate change employees to be fired. I don't know if that's the right thing or not, but the courts are going to come in and do something for all that stuff. You know it.
Yeah, sure.
That's not going to happen. I still can't believe that 5,000 FBI employees.
I know that number seems very. That's a
J6 cases.
That's a lot.
And I'm personally, I think if anybody went, and there's at least some, and there's some people on the right.
Mm-hmm.
If you went into that U.S. Capitol and you caused any trouble and you touched anybody,
mm-hmm.
I think if you went in the building, something should have happened to you. That's not a place that you should have gone in and jumped over police lines and got in fights with cops and people running around doing crazy stuff with a guy with horns and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that
it
was
is.
Bad.
It is. The whole thing is interesting. I watched some interviews. I saw a gal who ended up doing, I think it was a year and a half or something like that, 2 years maybe, of time, of prison time in a federal prison, who was outside, and she kind of said she got caught up in this crowd that was just pushing toward the door, and she ended up inside. And she said, it wasn't my intention to go in. It was to go up to. And she said, I really had no control once I was in. And she said, once we were in, I couldn't get out. It was just so many people. And I
thought. So they went over. They overcharged a lot of people.
Some, yes. I would agree.
And some. Yeah. And they should have been pardoned, those people.
Because
they've, whatever their lives have been turned upside down, it's enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not punishing a lot of people that rob 7-Elevens.
Yeah,
you know, but
you got to steal $1,000.
So anyway,
worth of stuff.
You're going to have some things that are done wrong.
Yeah,
but you just hope at the end of the day that the people that elected the people that are in there now, and there's a couple of them
mm-hmm.
that go on TV that are very abrasive. Stephen Miller is one of those.
No, I don't disagree with that.
And he's abrasive, and he's a huge partisan. But they had some same people. They had some bad people on the other side, too.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
When stuff was going on. So I'm not for extremists in any party. I don't mm-hmm. like the extremists on the right or the left.
Yeah,
again,
I have to
people
agree.
To, Rush Limbaugh said there's no such thing as a moderate. You're either right or you're left. And I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who are pro-police, pro-fire, pro-military, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then are a little bit more liberal on social issues, on some things, you know.
Of course. I think you're right on, Jimmy. We've all had different experiences, different levels of experience, different time here on Earth. We've had different experiences during that time to garner all of that knowledge or whatever forms, you know, your belief. I don't think any two people are exactly the same when it comes to that. You might both believe one thing, like you and I are pretty much, you know, we had lockstep, but there are a few things we've experienced that are a little different.
Probably.
You know, so, I mean, that's everybody. I think you're right on, and I think extremism is hard to swallow from either side.
Yeah. No maybe necessary to get things going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's necessary, but I've never liked radical right people, and I've never liked radical left people.
Interesting.
And, you know, I like people that are per story where, you, I mean, it always, and we got to stop this, I know, but I always got mad at people that were just the only issue they cared about was abortion. Because that's not being a good. I mean, yes, that's important.
It's important.
And more
yeah,
important to
sure.
some people than others.
Yeah.
But you can't just be a one issue person. We don't live in a one issue world.
Right. Right.
You
You're
don't.
Right.
I mean, you can be for that issue mm-hmm. and fight for it as best you can, but you can't just be all in.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only thing you care about because there's just other things in the world that are important too.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you're being way too logical.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Until
next week, when we're logical right here again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
That's the fastest 46 minutes I've ever had, Jimmy.
Woo!